Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today, chance of some morning shower activity, maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. We'll have a high in the low 70s. Right now in Kenosha, it's 58 degrees, 62 in Burlington, Milwaukee 59, 55 at this hour in Racine. A Kenosha Bradford High School student remains hospitalized in Milwaukee from a life-threatening stab wound to the chest suffered Tuesday morning during what officials say was a study hall. A 15-year-old suspect immediately taken into custody by a school resource officer during that study hall and the weapon recovered. The 16-year-old male victim initially taken to Kenosha Hospital and Medical Center by fire department paramedics, later transferred up to Milwaukee in Flight for Life. Bradford immediately placed on what's classified as a soft lockdown after the incident, school leaders deciding then to cancel classes for the rest of the day, plus all after-school activities. District spokesperson Tanya Reuter says that classes are back today, but with additional counselors available for the students if need be. That suspect could be appearing in court later today. In Racine, a garage fire that spread to a neighboring garage yesterday afternoon did more than $65,000 worth of damage. According to the fire department, when the first units got to the scene, the garage at 1236 Center Street, which contained a car, two motorcycles, and other equipment, was fully involved. Fire had also spread to the roof of a garage nearby at 1230 Center. Took about a half an hour to get the fire under control, according to a news release. Even though a nearby home was not damaged, the American Red Cross was brought in to offer help to two adults and two children because the power had to be shut off. Cause of the fire is still under investigation. Complaints against three Kenosha police officers and Chief Dan Muskinis have been dismissed by the Police and Fire Commission, which ruled that they were vague and that Kit Stillwell failed to follow commission rules in believing that the officers lied about their contact with him, plus changed their reports. The panel, without Stillwell in attendance, met in closed session, then decided that he failed to present the list of witnesses required and exhibits that he planned to use in proving his allegations. Commission President Richard Chen noting that Stillwell also failed to clarify just when these alleged incidents occurred or the manner in which he believed the officers had lied and falsified statements.
Resulted in the officers having to speculate as to the charges and not being able to respond to the charges or properly prepare a defense, thus potentially depriving each of them his or her constitutional rights to due process under the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution.
Stillwell's complaint was dismissed with a unanimous vote by the commission. Kit Stillwell has been accused in the past of harassing Kenosha Unified officials, including Superintendent Sue Savaglio Jarvis, as well as the WIAA over his taking photographs of school events without permission. Cornerstone Pavers LLC is recommended to be qualified for bidding on City of Racine projects. The Public Works and Services Committee going against the recommendation of DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen because of continually being late in finishing up work.
The second page that I've given you shows a listing of the contracts that Cornerstone Pavers has had with the city in the last 10 years. We've awarded seven contracts to them. They have failed to meet the completion date on each of those seven.
Cornerstone's manager of construction operations, Chris Cape, disputed the recommendation, explaining that construction issues only kind of factor into the timeline.
The fact is construction, especially when you're digging underground in the streets, you come across issues, things happen, unexpected things happen. It's just a normal part of what we do. Can't see underground and things come up. And these problems that come up are not the fault of the contractor. They're not the fault of the city. They just happen. They're just there. You can't see them. They're hard to plan for.
Alderman Henry Perez noted the big Kinsey Avenue project last year and how he got plenty of timeline questions from affected residents, but he didn't get complaints.
It can be in our best interest to continue to keep them as responsible bidders on our projects because they do have top equipment. They do have top people. Their equipment has worked well. And like I said, Kinsey now is fantastic.
Meanwhile, the Public Works panel unanimously determined that Cornerstone LLC should be qualified for the rest of the year, sending that recommendation on to the Common Council. And comedian Bill Engvall does a segment in his act called Here's Your Sign. This afternoon, the Racine Plan Commission has three sign issues on its 4:15 p.m. agenda at City Hall. First, Living Faith Lutheran Church at 2915 Wright Avenue and a requested conditional use permit to retrofit their existing stationary sign into the digital signs that you see around the community, but city planning staff is recommending against it. Racine Unified's requesting a CU for an electronic message center, that's what they're officially called, for outside of Julian Thomas School on King Drive, which staff is supporting. And RUSD has a conditional use request for an EMC on the north side of Horlick High School, staff approving of that as well. He still believes a roundabout is the best solution to simplifying and improving the safety of the sometimes confusing Racine intersection of State Street and North Memorial Drive. But city engineer John Rooney says the state DOT does not support the almost $1.3 million price tag with it, especially with most of it being state money.
However, they did come back to me and they wanted the city of Racine to consider a new alternative, so we reapplied for the grant, and they want us to do some traffic signal improvements, which we'll be doing at the intersection. But in addition to that, through the HISSUP program, they will fund what is called a high friction surface treatment pavement in this intersection.
An amended funding application to improve the intersection, minus the roundabout, but with that friction surface and the new lights. According to Rooney, just over $709,000, the city responsible for about $80,000. He told committee members, "We couldn't even replace the signals at this intersection for half of what our share is to repave to the entire intersection, and we're getting signal upgrades." City of Racine in Miami-Dade County, Florida, they have something in common. Garbage carts, thanks to each being a member of the group called U.S. Communities. City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper telling the Public Works panel how Racine benefits on competitive bid pricing for the 27,000 carts under this arrangement.
Currently, Rarick Pacific is the company that we had purchased the recycling carts from back in 2010. In the interest of conformity and having the same look on the cart and having the same software with the carts, because there is an identification chip embedded in each cart, we have decided to move forward with procurement with Rarick Pacific through the U.S. Communities contract that was competitively bid by Miami-Dade County.
She pointed out that the city ordinance allows for the use of purchasing coalitions without council approval, and because a formal bid was not involved. Racine's semi-automated garbage cart collection program scheduled to roll out this summer. The Petrifying Springs Park Beer Garden got a final approval needed to open up this coming Memorial Day weekend. Approval of beer and wine licenses by the Village Board in Summers. Village President George Stoner said that he was a little concerned about people leaving the area with their beverages and stopping underage drinking.
Who will be checking IDs and stuff like that? Because in the past, that's been a big problem with the taverns. To make sure that underage kids aren't drinking, and you being backed up, I mean, right up against a university, that could be a concern.
Mike Grab is one of the operators of the beer garden. He assured the board that security measures will be in place. The Summers board unanimously approving those licenses. As for the work on the beer garden and the former picnic shelter at the south end of the park, it's about 80% complete at this point. In addition to wine and German and local brewed beers, there's going to be a limited food menu and special events planned all summer. And the attorney for a group of developers in Milwaukee that wants to open up a strip club in downtown warning the city it could wind up paying over $10 million in settlements with an ongoing legal battle. In a letter to a downtown business group, attorney Jeff Olson says they don't want that result as it would negatively impact city services. The Downtown Milwaukee Business Improvement District recommending five other locations, all of which have been rejected by the developers because they're not downtown. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.